guys seem like crazy morons to me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in a new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
I thought he sucked.
Thanks, girl.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Darn right. Let me see. What did we not get to today? Tomorrow we're definitely going to do Regis phone in the sex line.
Okay.
Also tomorrow, I think we really better get to Rob's Jerry Lewis tapes.
Yeah. I'd like to do that because they're so fresh.
You know, again, it's like the
build-up. No, we're not going to.
I think we will, only because, as I mentioned the other day, the more we talk about them, the better they seem to be.
However, but they're good. Are they good this year, Rob? Are they good?
Yes.
Jerry's always good now.
But is
he's out of breath?
But is he the crazy Jerry that we've loved in the past?
Well, you know he uses that horrible, horrible word. And I always, you know what? It's sometimes less about Jerry and more about a man named Ed.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Good. Spotlight on Ed.
Well, good.
Larry Rinda.
All right. We'll try to get to that. Well, we will get to that tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow we'll have our fantasy recap. Let me see. We also have Flintstones beer ads.
Cool.
That we've never listened to.
Bonnie!
Shortly after man learned how to cultivate grapes, he learned how to brew beer. Hieroglyphics tell us that as far back as the year 1967 B.A., many thousands of years ago, the man who enjoyed beer then drank it for much the same reason as the beer drinker today.
Where's Fred?
Are you Fred? I am Barney.
It's a long commercial.
Here we are, Bon.
Hiya, Fred. Hiya, Barney.
Hi, Claude.
Oh, Bush, coming up.
Every time I think of that, Mr. Slate.
Is that like a first generation or second generation Fred?
It's the original Fred.
Yeah. It's the original Fred?
It's Alan Reed. What this is, it's a half hour long in business thing for Anheuser-Busch retailers.
Oh, okay.
So right. It's like a closed circuit type broadcast.
So this was played in front of the beer executives.
Yeah, that's why there's all the cussing. Not really.
Look at that. I missed the board. And me, the number one chance dart thrower in all of Bedrock.
It's a living.
Hey, drink your beer, Fred. Relax.
Drink your beer, Fred. That's funny.
That's it. Relax.
Does Fred get effed up then?
No, this is just the lady. He had a big fight with Mr. Slate.
Uh-huh. All right, we'll listen to that tomorrow. Right. Also tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, White Nationalism, an A&E documentary.
Oh, my God.
Those tapes as well.
Right. Also made by Hanna-Barbera.
You know, we've still never talked about the gay bar, the sports gay bar in
D.C. Right, true.
And, oh, that's all. Hi, Buzz. Oh, O.J. is no longer welcome at the Palms Hotel in Vegas.
Well, very good. Well, that's fine then.
Hi, Buzz.
Well, then, hey.
Hey.
Hi, Don.
Hey is for horses.
It is.
Hey, baseball's back. Major League Baseball has set an all-time season attendance record for the fourth straight year. 76,200,000 fans have attended with still, a week or so left in the season.
Awesome.
President Bush says Hillary Clinton will defeat Barack Obama for the Democratic presidential
nomination. What about the vagina?
Nomination. So he does read the public opinion polls. It's the first public comment the president's made on the 2008 elections after declaring he would not play pundit-in-chief.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Bush tells the author of a
Bush.
New book. Bush.
Yeah. President Bush.
George Bush.
Judge Bush.
He tells the author of a new book, Evangelical President, that Hillary has a national presence and the ability to raise the most money. But Bush is still holding out hope for a Republican win, saying, I think our candidate can beat her, but it's going to be a tough race. Now, meanwhile, an anonymous White House official has been quoted in the press as saying that Barack Obama is lazy. The official says Obama relies too much on his charm and yet has a condescending attitude toward the voters, along with, quote, a laziness, an intellectual laziness.
Rob, why did you poke me on the arm and give me the big okay sign?
What
and Rob,
been, what when, have I been telling you
when
for
Buzz
years?
Said that Barack Obama's lazy?
I don't you know get what? It. I've been saying it and saying it, and finally there was.
Barack Obama
He's
has.
Back, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to say this.
Yeah?
I think Barack Obama is very well-spoken.
Thank you, Don.
You and the 80-year-olds on our audience right
and
now.
And Barack thanks you with his morning breath. He has morning breath, according to his wife, and he also leaves his dirty socks. Leaves his dirty socks around the bedroom.
Never be president then.
They're humanizing him.
That's right. Well, all the wives are, Don. Elizabeth Edwards says her senator husband loved her so fiercely once she heard a rib pop.
I want to tell you one time, you know, we go to Wendy's for our anniversary. He took me in the back and he ported me right where they have all the beef patties.
Did your rib pop?
He's a wonderful dancer.
I bet John Edwards heard a rib pop if she was ever on top.
Giuliani's third wife says he's really a high testosterone guy.
Oh, gross.
If only we knew something about Hillary and Bill Clinton. Anyway, welcome to the age of too much information in
You know,
politics.
Though, with her, you get him.
Yeah.
And he was on The Daily Show. I saw him. Right. Everywhere he goes now, he's got that. And it's just this kind of reassuring feeling. Mm-hmm. I think that's why she might win
this. I didn't
enjoy
it at all.
It is a fact.
You see him and you know, hey, it's kind of a two-for-one sale.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
You're going to get him again. And
just
wasn't that bad.
Like it or not, when he had the job, it was two-for-one back then, too.
Absolutely.
Isn't it sort of like when our local basketball team, the Wizards, say if you buy Wizards tickets, you can see the Bulls? If you vote for Hillary, you get Bill Clinton.
Not really.
It's a two-for-one sale.
Sure.
I get it. Anyway, this is the age of too much information in politics, too much of the wrong kind of information. Quoting a cultural historian, they tell us a lot of things we'd like not to know and to forget as soon as possible. He says being president is a parental role and that we don't want to know what our parents do behind closed bedroom doors.
No, I disagree. Didn't we smell our mom's bras?
You did.
I'm sorry. I'm the only one that
you
caught
are.
That. That's
right. I didn't That's smell right. the bra.
I'm sorry. I'm the only one on that.
I looked at it.
That's right.
Sure. I never smelled it.
Oh, you looked at it, though.
I never smelled it.
You looked at it.
And I believe I was burned into my brain. When you smelled it, you said it smelled like an Ace bandage.
Wow. Makes sense. The editor of the student paper at Colorado State University may lose his job over the paper's most recent editorial. The editorial was only 4 words long. One of the words had 4 letters. Taser this, it began in normal-sized font, and then it concluded in banner headline-sized font, F. Bush, with the word spelled out.
Shocking.
Ooh.
Well,
shocking.
Incredible.
Incredible. Shocking.
Taser him.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I like rape.
Ow!
I like rape.
Ow!
Cut the jibber-jabber.
Don't tase me, bro.
Quoting the editor in trouble, we could write 250 words and ramble on, but I don't think anyone would pay any attention. The school is defending the paper's free speech rights, but the paper has just lost $30,000 in advertising. Let me see if I can get this right. I'm going to take a run at it.
All right.
Ahmadinejad. Say it with me.
Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad. Ahmad Ahmadinejad is the insane president of Iran, and he's here in the United States speaking.
Call him Wally.
Columbia University. I like that. Maybe I'll adopt that.
Wally Ahmadinejad.
You know, I guess this comes with being America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this comes with a baggage of being the America that we all thought that we knew about growing up.
Uh-huh.
But aren't you like me? Don't you want to just grab this guy at the border and slap him and say,
sure.
Listen, ass, get out.
We got him.
You are not welcome here. Get the frig out.
I don't feel that way.
What do you want to do with him?
I think the guy should be able to speak at Columbia and everywhere he wants. I mean, that's the difference between us and them.
That's true.
I mean, it really is. You know, and I watched the 60 Minutes interview with the guy last night. It's the second time the guy, and I know a lot of people are going to get pissed off at me, but for some reason, the guy fascinates me. And I start to think a little bit about everything when I listen to the guy talk. You know,
perspective.
I know he's a bad dictator, and I know that, that he has been responsible for supporting terrorist groups in his country.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the fact is, if we're going to repress a guy from coming into our country and speaking, that, you know, that just makes us a dictatorship also.
No, it doesn't.
It really does.
It makes us a good host. I mean, seriously, it's like
true. I totally agree with the thing about Ground Zero. No, absolutely not. That's hallowed ground.
What does your mom say to you? Would you invite this person to come into your home for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, then why are you hanging around with him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of.
But, you know, as far as coming into the United States,
but the guy
gets an invite to speak at a university,
like
and people
said,
are saying, I'd never. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I question?
This.
I. You know what I really do question? I question all the information that we get now from our government.
This is.
I question everything. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. I don't necessarily believe everything that's said. I don't. I don't anymore.
Damn,
I used to. I don't do it anymore. I really don't.
But like I say, it's the baggage that comes along with, I believe you.
I also believe, really, that really solving the world's problems might have something to do with even the worst dictatorships around the world. When we can't, you know, you can't go in and blow everybody up and do it. We've proven that. So maybe you to kind of have some kind of dialogue
Even
with the worst of these guys.
We've never tried it.
We really haven't, have we?
No, what I'm saying, I'm not talking about diplomatic inroads. I'm talking about we've never just gone and blown all these asses up.
Mm-hmm.
Not since World War II.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we should do?
Yes.
No, we sort of tried to do
Why are we standing there like Larry Bud Melman at the Port Authority with this guy giving him flowers? Welcome to, I know that it's our rap that we're America, we're land of the free, home of the brave.
Don't you think we've tried the overthrowing thing? That didn't work out too well.
Why can't we just say to the guy, listen, you're not welcome in this hotel?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's our right to say that.
Yeah. I mean, we've done that. We've done that before.
Are you saying that it is not the policy of this government to send weapons into Iraq? Sir, forgive me, you're smiling, but this is a very serious matter to America.
It's serious for us as well. I dare say it's serious for everyone. It seems to me it's laughable for someone to turn a blind eye to the truth and accuse others. It doesn't help. And the reason that I'm smiling again, it's because that the picture is so clear, but American officials refuse to see.
You know, Mike, like I said, this is where I'm sorry. Well, you and I will part company here. No, I would lock the door and I'd say, you're an ass. You're on my enemies list. If you don't like it, deal with it.
I think that with the history, recent history has shown us that perhaps it's time to gain a little bit more understanding of the Middle East and not go in there and just sort of pound our fists down. And
where's
try
that
to make
big goddamn
happen.
Padlock that I want?
Oh, I know. But you see, you're not. I understand what you're doing. You're a little bit more isolationist. You'd just stay over here, lock the refrigerator, and don't go out anywhere.
You know, well, no.
I can understand that. That's a little isolationist, but. You know, I think we kind of have to do it now because of the way the world is.
Because it would work so well the other way. If we wanted to drop in on Iran, they'd let us come to the Columbia University, and they wouldn't.
Well, they let a 60 Minutes journalist go in there for the second time and interview the guy. You know, but there have been other dictatorships that have not allowed anything like that. That just shut us out completely.
Well,
I know the guy.
We have no track record with Iran, right?
Come on. It's been love.
I mean, Jesus.
I just feel so, you know, this whole Iraq situation has made me reevaluate the way I look at everything.
You just can't say, just get out. We don't like you. Get out.
You know, it's the United Nations, though. There are a lot of people we don't like.
Yeah, you know, they're pussies, too. They're big, gigantic pussies. Big United pussies.
France. It's us against them, right? It's us against the world.
You're goddamn right it is, Mike.
That's the wrong attitude.
No, it's the right attitude.
We have to live in the world. We have to coexist in the world or we won't exist.
Then they better start doing things the right way.
That's right. Our way or the highway.
I'm sorry. I just bleed red, white, and blue.
I know.
So
that anger. We're patriots in our own way. We are. We're patriots in our way. We both bleed red, white, and blue.
Yeah. And hear me about this. I talk a big game, but if it ever really came down to it,
right,
I'd be on the first bus to Toronto.
Hey, at our age, though, don't you fantasize a little bit like, you know, really sometimes when something really bad happens, like especially right after 9/11, there was a part of me that kind of wanted to, you know, get involved in the fray. There are guys that did it, though. Sure. I shouldn't say
they
that
did.
Because there are guys that really did do it.
Not me.
Old men that really did do it.
I'd be like an Adrian Cronauer.
Well, you could contribute that way. You know?
Armed Forces Radio.
Broadcasting live from Kuwait City.
Speaking
far behind the lines.
Speaking of courage, France surrenders again. And a George Clooney update when we continue.
Oh, it's ribs.
Yes.
My God, now that's something I can get upset about.
George's rib.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.